This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on understanding the impact of tariffs on Indian trade and economy. The participants are Dr. Ajay Sahai, Director General and Chief Executive Officer, Federation of Indian Exports Organization, and Sarabjit Kaur, Anchor.
For the past couple of weeks, the world over has been grappling with turmoil and turbulence. There has been confusion, uncertainty, hit in the market sentiment because of the so-called Liberation Day announcements made by US President Donald Trump. There have been announcements of tariffs and then a halt on their imposition, barring few exceptions. China imposed retaliatory tariffs matching additional tariffs imposed by US President, thus being the kickoff of the US-China trade war. To discuss and deliberate on this very pertinent and current topic, we have in our studios today Dr. Ajay Sahai, DG and CEO, Federation of Indian Exports Organization. Dr. Sahai, a very warm welcome to our studios.
Thank you.
Dr. Sahai, what's your perspective on this?
I think the Indian economy is by and large driven by the domestic demand. Export contribute to a little over 18% of the GDP, and therefore, while we are facing huge headwinds in the global trade, to a large extent, we are insulated from these developments so far as the economy is concerned. But definitely, export as a segment is extremely important. And probably in the last few years, when you are looking into the spectacular growth of GDP, export did contribute to such growth. And therefore, from that perspective, these developments are vital. The good thing is that despite all these challenges, exports have done reasonably well, particularly when we are looking into the relativity and the performance of other countries. If you look into India's export performance for the entire financial year 2024-25, we took our export from $777 billion to $820 billion, a growth of roughly 6%. On the merchandise front also, the export moved from 437 to 438. This is just a growth of around $1 billion. But when you are looking into the challenges, probably maintaining the growth momentum, very minuscule level, is also a very, very encouraging sign. On the services sector, we are clocking double-digit growth. And the way services are moving, probably in a couple of years, they will be exceeding the merchandise sector growth. But I think the good thing for India is that all these development and the global policy of China plus of the companies is definitely brought attention to India, to the investment. And therefore, in the current scenario, I feel that exports will definitely be benefited at a macro level. Of course, in some of the sector, challenges may be there. But I'm looking more for opportunity for investment into the country, because this trade war and the levy of varying reciprocal tariffs will probably prompt the global companies to have the manufacturing base in many countries. And since China is, of course, off the radar, Vietnam has saturated. So definitely the attention will come to India. All that is required that we encash on this opportunity.
Dr. Sahai, we may say that, you know, in a comparison to other countries, for India, the picture till now does not seem to be so gloomy.
If you look into exports, some challenges in some of the segments of labor-intensive sectors have been faced. For example, gems and jewelry has taken a hit because the global sentiments were down. But if you look into the sunrise sectors of export, whether it's machinery, electrical, electronics, pharma, we are clocking double-digit growth. And in all these segments, including medical and diagnostic equipment, we are outpacing the global growth of imports. And that's why our share is increasing.
Dr. Sahai, we may say that, you know, India may not be directly in the line of fire in the US-China trade war, but we remain vulnerable due to the unpredictability of the situation. What's your perspective on this? How do you foresee the impact of this volatility on the Indian economy?
You have rightly said there may not be that much impact on trade. There may be more impact on markets, more volatility in the currencies. And that is something where we probably have to see in which way it goes. We are seeing sometimes the depreciation of rupee for a day or so, sometimes the appreciation of rupee. Sometimes the markets are on a downward trend, then they jump. But probably when I'm looking into Indian share market, I think with DII, domestic investor, putting so much of money, to a large extent, we have insulated the market. But on the currency front, definitely the challenges remain, though we are of the view that in the long term, India will be one of the few countries who will be a huge gainer. And I think we are working in that direction. I do agree that some kind of the challenges are there. Uncertainty is there. Long-term planning is an issue. But when a country like China has been hit so badly, and China's export to US is around $500 billion. We tend to gain when China vacates the market. There may be a couple of other countries also who will be competing with us. But as an organization, we did a very close analysis of India's exports to US, where we are competing with China. And when the good thing is that in most of these segments, we tend to gain, and we may be gaining much from other countries also. So while I agree that the volatility will be there, uncertainty will be there, investor will also looking into these kinds of the so-called discouraging trend also. But despite few hiccups which may be there, probably the long-term growth story of India is still intact.
Dr. Sahai, you mentioned about, you know, the mood of investors. So Trump's surprise decision to pause certain tariffs has created uncertainty, leading investors to reassess their positions and contributing to the dollar's decline. This has lifted investor sentiment to some extent in an otherwise gloomy environment. What's your comment on this?
I think Mr. Trump has been a little perplexed by the bond market, because U.S. Will definitely like to have a very robust bond market, because U.S. has having huge reserves, and these reserves are basically owned by many countries. And we have seen that there has been little discouraging trend in the bond market. Many countries have not participated in the bond market. Even the public has not participated. With the result, probably banks have been asked to take a little more load on that. That was some kind of a warning signal. And probably from there, he has looked into that, instead of putting the pressure on all countries in one go, whether he can provide some kind of the window which can be used to negotiate with some of the countries. And as stated by him, more than 50 countries are interested. Now the number has gone to 75. And if he is able to get some kind of negotiated settlement with these countries, probably on the one hand, where he will reduce the volatility in the global trade and the global economy, he will do wonders for the US consumers also. Because if you're imposing duty across countries, probably someone has to bear the prices, and consumer will have to share a fair burden of that. Though, of course, both importer and exporter will also absorb that. So when I'm looking into his decision, probably it's a good decision. And for a country like India, which is already having the early mover advantage, as we have initiated our bilateral tariff arrangement with the US as early as February, we are moving at a much speeder pace. And that's why we may be a gainer. And I hope that within the 90 days, we may not be having the entire agreement in place, but some tranches of the agreement, particularly in the tariff front, may be there, so that the certainty remains. As of now, definitely there is pressure to the extent possible. Everybody wants to ship the goods within the 90 days because the certainty is there. Nobody knows whether BTA will be concluded, whether US will be given further deferment or not. But because of that, there is little pressure on the logistics also. But I'm very clear that we are moving ahead with the BTA, and therefore for India, the certainty is much more. And that's the feedback which we are receiving from the US customers also.
Coming to the core sector of the economy, in the light of the fact that India's manufacturing sector heavily relies on Chinese components, especially in electronics, how do you think the present turbulence on the tariff front will affect the sector of our economy?
China is exiting from the US market. That is what we all presume, because absorbing 145% duty will not be possible. We expect the China to start reducing the price of their parts and components. That's already happening. In fact, our greater worry is that probably China will be much more aggressive in other countries. And if that happens, the challenges for export in other countries may rise. But I think one good thing is that probably from both perspective of reducing the trade deficit with the US, and also the fact that the US content in any export product would not be subjected to high tariff, it's basically encouraging the businesses also to import more from the US. I'm not sure what kind of parts and components can be imported from the US. What I'm definitely sure that companies will be looking to import parts, component, intermediate raw material from the US, so that they reduce their duty liability also. And from China, I'm not expecting that China in any case will stop the supply of the parts and components components for India, because you all know if China is being hit from the market so far as the US is concerned, they would like to be more aggressive in Indian market and other market, and therefore the threat of undercutting, dumping is much more than the supply snap from China.
Dr. Sahai, how are you viewing India's pharmaceutical sector in the present scenario? How well is this sector geared up to meet the present challenge?
If you are looking into India pharma sector, we are very, very competitive. There is, of course, talk of increasing the tariff on pharma sector. Initially, it was talked about 25%, but then US president has said that he will impose a duty on tariff, which nobody would have ever seen. And that's why there is definitely concern into that. But probably in the pharma sector, we are much more competitive. I'm not sure whether he would like to impose a duty on a sector where the health insurance is extremely important, health coverage is extremely important, and we are basically in the generic market. And the way the pricing works in the US, it's not that the buyers or sellers are determining the market. There are basically the retailers, the importers who are regulating the market. And I'm pretty sure in the pharma sector, the margins are much more than any other sector. And therefore, if the tariff is increased, I'm not sure what would be the kind of tariff, but a reasonable tariff may be absorbed by the sector. And therefore, India's pharmaceutical sector should not at all be much worried on that. At the same time, we are also looking into the opportunity where a lot of drugs are being off-patented in the US, and India having the edge may also look into increasing exports. At the same time, Indian pharma industry is looking also into diversifying the market. The good thing is that in some of the recent free trade agreement which we have now gone, we have already incorporated provision that if the drug is particularly approved in country like US, EU or Australia, Canada, these countries will be providing expeditious clearance to the Indian companies, and within a time frame of roughly 3 months, the approval will be there. So probably that will provide much more relief also if very high tariff comes on the pharma sector, though I personally feel that it may not be sustainable looking into the health cost into the US.
Dr. Sahai, of late it is being observed US is tightening restrictions on semiconductor exports to China, targeting high performance chips that power AI systems and advanced computing. In response, China is threatening to cut off exports of rare earth elements that are so essential for everything from EVs and smartphones, missile guidance systems. India is trying to build its own chip manufacturing capacity. In the present scenario, how do you view the future of India's chip manufacturing capacity?
I think when it comes to the chip manufacturing, if you look into the companies who are investing in India, they are not a Chinese company. They are either from the US or from Taiwan or Japan. And it is not that China alone has the critical mineral, though of course China is one of the large depository of critical mineral. We are also looking into now having diversified supply for all the critical minerals, and that's why we are exploring the possibility of getting those minerals even in the CIS country and some other countries also. India is having very close strategic relationship with the US also, and that's why I don't foresee that India's semiconductors in any case will be impacted.
Dr. Sahai, as is said, every black cloud has a silver lining. Is it true that India's IT and tech services industry could stand to gain? Is there a possibility that American companies, wary of rising costs and instability in China, may accelerate outsourcing to India?
In fact, in IT, I don't foresee that trend to happen because China is hardly a competitor of India in the IT industry. IT sector is definitely doing very well. The only issue which comes is that if the government expenditure is curtailed, which is happening in the US, I'm not sure to what extent that will impact the Indian IT, because a lot of jobs or a lot of contracts are subcontracted to Indian companies from the US companies who are providing these services to the government sector. Looking into the uncertainty, we are also not sure what kind of impact it will have on the corporate sector in the US. But assuming that the tariff brings economic prosperity to the US, US companies started doing well, in that scenario, definitely Indian IT industry will also thrive.
Dr. Sahai, thank you very much for sparing your valuable time and joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Understanding the Impact of Tariffs on Indian Trade and Economy. The participants were Dr. Ajay Sahai, Director General and Chief Executive Officer, Federation of Indian Exports Organization, and Sarabjit Kaur, Anchor.